This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Could sugar be making you sad? I know, that's a big question. We're going to answer that this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A whole other hour of broadcast healing here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Affiliates around the country and around the world. RobertScottBell.com. Notes are up thanks to Captain Morgan, and there's some good ones. There's some doozies, some really big old doozy stories, and we've got even more coming up this hour, too. We've got questions of the day. You submit them by going to RobertScottBell.com or through social media when we pay attention to them, which is pretty often through Facebook and Twitter. And
we try.
Captain Morgan does our Instagram for us, so I still don't understand Instagram. And other crazy things. So we got some water questions. We got some lung cancer questions. We got summer camp time. I'm just trying to think what else we got to cover. It's like summer is winding down, even though the season of summer keeps going. But I talked about the kids going back to school in early August. It's crazy. I don't know what happened to the days when we would go back after Labor Day, which was awesome. But now it's like cut the summer short. Kids can't even have like internships and jobs, right, to save money for other stuff. No, we can't allow that.
And if they can get one, then in a lot of cases they need to have a license to do it, right?
Yeah, don't get me started on that either. Oh, my gosh.
Excuse me, you're mowing your neighbor's lawn. Yes.
Yeah. Now, last hour I did mention the back-to-school concern I have is not only the vaccines, but what the vaccines are doing. And it's not only the direct impact to the health of the children who are being vaccinated. We also talked about, you know, the HPV vaccine, the studies now showing how devastatingly bad that it is. I just got, in fact, I'm just going to bring this up. I didn't plan on doing it. I just got an email from Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. And she said, because I mentioned SaneVax. And if you remember SaneVax, Frida Burrell and Norma Erickson, and they have worked on this like for almost no money, just donations, right? They've put countries on the ropes on the HPV shot. They've been real heroes to do what they've done. But apparently Norma Erickson, who we've had on the Robert Scott Bell Show over the years, she had a serious accident, fractured both her kneecaps and her femur. And surgery included inserting a titanium rod and wiring her kneecap back. I mean, this is a very serious injury she had, and she's got a lot of months of rehab ahead of her, if not just weeks, if she can recover quickly. So there's a lot of shifts that are going to happen at her home that are not covered by insurance, and they're putting out a plea for help for Norma. So I think if we can get Dr. Tenpenny on this week, or we can add a link in there for those of you who appreciate Norma and the work of SaneVax to help her out, she is definitely worthy of that help. And we'll see if we can add that in. I forwarded that to you, Super Don, okay? Even, you know, it's like, I don't often put that out there, but Norma's definitely worthy of
it. Yeah, we'll do it. It's been a while since we've had her on.
Yeah. Also, in terms of immune modulation, moms and dads out there are hearing about the shedding season, right? Mention that. It's in the notes. There's a little poster somebody produced about shedding, viral shedding. And it isn't the actual disease I'm concerned about. It's these vaccinated children running around shedding live viable viruses. And if your son or daughter is not vaccinated, it's not that they're not protected because of that. It's because these aren't the wild type of viruses that would normally circulate that you want immunity to develop naturally from. These are, you know, these are lab created, if you will. And you've got to keep these kids strong, and you don't do it by injecting them with toxic poisons. Talk about keeping them hydrated. You know, we use the 50 microgram selenium tablets we get from Innate Response, a whole food form. If they're too young, you can crunch them up in their food, but if they're old enough to swallow the tablets, getting them on a little bit more selenium every day, 100, 200 micrograms for kids. I go more. They're my kids. I can do that. But if you feel comfortable in the times where you know they're going to be affected because it's circulating, right? Keep them strong. Homeopathically, we can do things that address it via nozode therapy, which is the homeopathic form of the... Well, actually, it's kind of a different... If you take the actual vaccine, not many people can have access to that and convert it into a homeopathic remedy. That's cool, too. We can modulate immunity with beta-1-3D glucan from Better Way Health. That's a great immune modulator so that you're more... Your strength is... You're ready. And even if you're exposed, you're less likely to succumb. And if you do, it's a very mild issue, and it'll be no big deal for your kids. So contact Better Way Health. Get into the beta glucan for your kids as well. If they're able to swallow those are capsules, right? If they're too young, obviously, I know there are other things. The silver hydrosol we utilize to modulate immunity, keep them strong as well. A teaspoon equivalent three times a day, you know, kind of not waiting to be sick. These are some things I want to throw out, some tips, because I was kind of a bummer way to start the show today, Super D. It was important to do it, but I'm like, I wanted to spend more time on what you moms and dads can do to protect your kids from kids who are vaccinated.
Sure.
Because it isn't the unvaccinated kids who are the threat. It's the kids who are vaccinated that are the threat. Right? Making myself clear?
Crystal?
Okay, good. All right, now we got big breaking news on the antibiotic front. The rule, you've heard this, the rule that patients must finish antibiotics or else... is wrong. It's wrong.
That's huge. That's huge.
This has been like the rule, the golden rule of antibiotics. If you start the antibiotics, do not stop even a day early or else. Now, they didn't say you were going to die, but they said you might die later when you try the antibiotic again and resistance has developed to that antibiotic. The bacteria figured it out. You have just got to keep pounding and pounding and pounding until they're done or else they'll develop resistance. Well, apparently, that was wrong. That was absolutely wrong. It's like, holy tamale. I mean, I can't say that I didn't buy into it over the years. I would acknowledge it. I would go, you know what? I'd really like for you not to be on that thing at all. But once you started it, the docs say you have to keep going because of resistance. But at the same time, I would say, I personally am not worried about resistant bacteria because I have other ways to help your body deal with the antibiotic-resistant microbes, including the aforementioned silver hydrosol, which is devastating to the bad guys, even if they've developed superpower status against every antibiotic known to man, including vancomycin. But these experts now are going, you know, we were wrong. You should stop taking the antibiotic as soon as you feel better, rather than going all the way through the prescription, because the more you pound, 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 the more you're going to induce the resistance as opposed to, well, hitting it a little bit and stopping when you feel well enough that your immune system perhaps can take over and beat them back. And, of course, I love this news because it means it'll be a lot less work for me to repair the damage caused by the chemotherapy known as antibiotics on the guts of all the victims who take it. It means we can start the repair much sooner. Do you feel better? Sure. Now, according to the studies, the experts say you should not continue with the antibiotic. And I know people are going to be freaking out hearing this, Super Don, because this is like religious dogma at this point. You don't question this. Again, another Mount Ararat Ten Commandment scenario. Thou shalt not stop taking antibiotics until you have completed
right.
Every last pill.
And listen, it's true. I mean, I over my lifetime, there have been a few occasions, especially years ago, when I ended up taking antibiotics that were prescribed by a doctor. And that's the way it's just always been. You never stop taking them until you have completed everything that's in the bottle. And the logic behind that, the way I understood it, was that if you give the bacteria just a little little bit of an antibiotic, that would then promote antibiotic resistance, because it got a little bit of it and it said, okay, now I've you know, gotten a taste of what this is and I can figure out how to be resistant to it. But if you theoretically would take the entire course of antibiotics, that would kill it and it would be gone and destroyed and it wouldn't give it the ability to be able to develop the resistance to the antibiotic. But now you've got this thing, and it's interesting because you would assume, and I think the average person would assume, that science and the quote experts have done all of the research into these antibiotics and came up with that idea based on, you know, all of this investigative research.
Literature, right? Published in the journals that said, never stop taking it. No, it never happened that way, folks.
That's not where it came from. And in fact, they even say here in this article that there's been too little research into what the ideal length of the antibiotics are. And they point out something I think that's really important here, is that they say that it varies from individual to individual, depending on, in part, what antibiotics they've taken in the past.
Ooh, that means individualization of treatment is primary. It's the number one thing that medical doctors do not do if they believe everything they've been told in medical school, because you've got allopathic collectivism, medical collectivism. It means one size fits all. Do the same thing for everybody, because we don't have the time to individualize treatment for you, because we've got to get on to the other patient. It's 2-3 minutes tops, and then you're on to the next one, because this is what happens with government intervention, bureaucracies on all levels of medicine. It's destroyed the art of healing, which could have figured this out a lot earlier on, much less the science, because it is, well, it's supposed to be scientifically based. But apparently this whole rule about keeping those antibiotics going till the end is not a rule based on science. There you go, folks. Where are the skeptics on this one? By the way, antibiotic resistance is also developed because of the environmental spill that happens, right? You take all of that stuff, the animals are put on it, and it ends up in the environment, and they're not purifying the water for this stuff, so you're going to recirculate it through, so you're always giving them a little bit. And so the resistance is, well, if you think it's not going to happen, that's futile. Stop it, folks. There are ways to address infection by strengthening the microbiome. And my goal to repair it and restore it, Silver Aloe Protocol we've talked about many years, now we can integrate it a lot sooner, because apparently the experts were wrong, and that you may not have to complete those antibiotics after all. And in fact, that would reduce the manifestation of resistant bacteria. And of course, at the same time, we can get back to healing the gut, the seat of the immune system, a lot quicker. You guys want to read about it? It's in the article. It's linked up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. It was in Analysis in the British Medical Journal. Question: does sugar make you sad? I'm asking it next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
So my teenage son comes in on the break because he hears me previewing, does sugar make you sad? And immediately, like, you could care less about all the other stories, but he comes in, Dad, does sugar make you sad? I need to know. I need to know. Like, why? Did you sneak in and get all the organic Pop-Tarts again and then blame your sister? I just want to know what's going on. No, I'm not going to tell you, kid. You get back out there and listen to the show like everybody else, and you'll learn about it as it happens in real time.
No backstage pass for you, huh?
No, I know. Well, you know, you've had teenagers. You won't give them everything. You got to make them work, and they're supposed to hate you a little bit, right? On the breaks, at least. Oh, man, you made me look it up. You just won't give me the answer, right? That just drives them crazy. I know. I've been a teenager. I've been there. So, does sugar make you sad? Does sugar make you sad? New science suggests so. By the way, you can look it up on the internet or go to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, robertscottbell.com, and read the story. And it, you know, basically, they're saying it seems to be correlated with sadness. They call, you know, I don't know if they're going to call it a common mental disorder or an anxiety disorder, but as they're trying to explain the link that they're finding, the people that are really, you know, doing a lot of sugar and seeing some relationship to sadness, like the question becomes, is it causing the sadness? So they bring up studies about rats and high sugar influences, and they're talking about, you know, hey, there's this protein BDNF that influences the growth and development of nerve cells in the brain. Maybe that's it, right? And then they go, well, maybe it's inflammation. High sugar diets increase inflammation. Okay. Researchers suggest that mood disorders could be linked with inflammation. Okay. Ooh, but what about dopamine? You ain't talking about scientists with attention deficit disorder. I mean, there's like they're trying to figure this thing out. Could it be dopamine, right? Sweet foods, addictive like cocaine, could it be a reward that dopamine production goes up? How about reverse phenomenon? Could the low mood be causing the people to eat the sugar, right? Ooh, now there's an interesting thing to consider. Is it the sugar that's causing the depression, or is there sadness prior to it and you want to subsist on something that temporarily lifts that mood?
Well, you know what? I mean, how many times have you seen, especially like in movies and stuff like that, where, you know, somebody is depressed, and what do? They immediately go to the scene where they're sitting on the couch with a gallon of ice cream watching TV, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's cravings associated with what? Now, I give them credit because they're looking, all right? So I'm not going to knock them totally. But they completely miss the reality here of all these things that they're throwing out as possibilities, right? They're saying the correlation is existing. They're not sure why or what's happening, but they acknowledge sugar and sadness. Somehow there's a link. We can't figure this thing out. And then about the reverse effect, they're now claiming, well, participants did not change their sugar intake after suffering from mood disorder. So they're saying, well, maybe it isn't the sugar that or the pre-existing mood issue that causes the sugar consumption, which I disagree with, but it's based on almost something chemical, but I'm actually going to say something mineral, because they're despite all of their findings, they still have questions about it. They're not sure if it makes you sad. They don't know if it affects men more than women, whether it's the sweetness, whether it's the sugar itself. They can't explain it. All right. So apparently we got some explaining to do. And it's very simple. And anybody that's listened to the Robert Scott Bell Show for any length of time, I think you would pick up on this. Something I've talked about. That the excess consumption of sugar will result ultimately, because we're talking primarily refined sugar, there's very few studies that are looking at sugar consumption of people. And by the way, there was a distinct difference between those who ate sugar that comes naturally in a fruit, in a whole food, for instance, than the refined. So we're talking refined. So without the full mineral array in the refined sugars, right, they rip out all the minerals and they leave the sweet sugar cocaine stuff. And guess what? Number one on that list of ripped out minerals sold to industry, not available to you or me if you're eating that kind of food, is chromium. This is another example of abject chromium deficiency. You cannot replace it with synthetic chromium picolinate and expect to do well. You need 100% whole food form of GTF chromium. We talk about, have written about, in Unlock the Power to Heal. And there, we've answered the question. Does sugar make you sad? No. Sugar devoid of minerals like chromium can result in sadness because it's hypoglycemia that starves the higher brain of the needed sugars for its function. And then you can feel sadness, you can feel anger, depression, frustration. Any number of scenarios can play themselves out when the higher brain is not being nourished with the simple sugars that it needs via normal processes of delivery, because you no longer have adequate quantities or stores of chromium in your system. You don't know how to learn more about it? Hey, just pick up Unlock the Power to Heal at Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. You will learn, you will learn, you will learn. Now, questions of the day coming next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to The Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Do you think people are still scratching their heads, super now, and like, well, he never told me, does sugar make me sad or not? I just don't know. I always wonder about if I give the explanations too quickly or not detailed enough, and you know, the basics are the basics. But again, we come to Freshman Friday with Cap Morgan. She's always asking really cool questions, but I probably wouldn't go to because I've been doing it so long. It's like, why would I talk about that? And then you have someone like who's a freshman on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Says, I never heard you talk about that. So,
well, I understood what you said.
Okay. Right.
You know, So basically the answer is yes, that it definitely can.
And the reason why?
And it's from a lack of chromium. So
the minerals are not present when they refine the sugars. And that's now how sugar appears in nature, right? It's always accompanied by things that help it to be utilized by the body appropriately. So that's a distinct thing, including fiber, like in whole foods that contain sugars, right? The fiber is going to have some interaction there. It's going to help the microbiome deal with things. It's going to actually help it to produce hydrogen, which we get by drinking Echo water as well. Hey, you know, on the way out with the kids yesterday morning, you know, they play American Top 40 with Casey Kasem in certain markets on Saturday mornings. You can hear the actual old AT40s. Super Don, did you know that?
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like it's like a flashback type deal.
Yeah, but they
hear what was in the Top 40 back at that time.
Right. No, and it was kind of cool because we're listening to the Top 40 songs. I think this week, 1983, it happened to be. 1983.
Ooh, that's going
week.
Way back.
Right. Number one song in the nation, number one album was The Police Synchronicity. Number one song, Every Breath You Take. And
I got so sick of that song.
It just went. But it wasn't so much that. I was just kind of curious as I'm in the car with the kids and my son, who's a junior heading into senior year, okay, and his friend, his buddy, that's junior heading into senior year. I'm thinking, wow, at this time in 1983, I was a junior heading into senior year, just to give you an age discrepancy for those that aren't sure. And I thought, oh, that's cool. I thought that was kind of neat. And, like, these two teenagers in the back were like, whatever. It wasn't interesting at all to them as I was thinking back to those days. So, anyway, what can you do? It's like the teenager thing. They'll be out of it soon enough. Well, and then I have another one going into it.
Yay!
Yay! Wish me all the best. Anyway, let's see. What do we do? When people go to robertscottbell.com, hopefully you figured it out. A lot of people do. You can actually submit questions there or comments, robertscottbell.com, and we'll respond to them. Unless you say, please don't put this on the air, you know, we'll honor that. Or if you said, please don't mention my name, we don't. I usually will just mention the first name anyway.
Yeah, we leave the last names out most of the time.
Unless it's part and parcel to, please tell everybody it's me that I'm suffering with this horrible thing and, you know, whatever. But normally we don't. But we love hearing from you.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. First question comes from Darren. Hi. And it says, interesting, Dr. Scott Bell. Like, who's that? See, you know, my mom calls me Scott or Scotty. Right? Middle name, because I was always known by my middle name growing up until I activated my first name, and it was all of it. But anyway, I don't know, Darren, did we know each other way back when I was little Scotty Bell? You have to let me know. I'm just inquiring about nebulizing colloidal silver for lung cancer. How much would you put in the nebulizer? As my mother has stage 4 lung cancer. Well, listen, I will say this, Darren. If your mom's at stage 4, you know, obviously it's not a time to mess around with, you know, just stop, yeah, do this and not that. It's like a comprehensive strategy to save her life, to reverse course on this disease. A lot of the things that we talk about, like with the doc, Yeah, why not? Chris Barr, man. He's got great stories of recovery from even lung cancer. And in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, I have a chapter, it starts on page 101 on the expanded edition, hopefully you have that, that goes into not only nebulizing silver, and it wasn't specific to cancer, but it wasn't not about cancer either. It was about how do we restore integrity to lung tissue and the function that comes from healthy lung tissue. And so when we talk about, for instance, I use the Bioactive Silver Hydrosol, which is a pure, more active state of colloidal silver. And I'm not saying, and I never have said, this is the treatment for lung cancer, right? So don't take it as that. It's an adjunct. It's a powerful adjunct. It's an important adjunct that I wouldn't not do it. I wouldn't want it not included, but it isn't the only thing in a kind of a vacuum. Oh, if we just had the silver nebulized, the lung cancer would be cured. And I'm trying to be extra clear about this. But what does silver do? In addition to being a broad-spectrum antimicrobial, which is typically good for someone with stage anything cancer because their immune system has been compromised, there are issues of comorbidities, they call them. These are other issues that are not the cancer that are problems and challenges for the body, for the immune system. Silver modulates immunity indirectly, in a sense. It oxygenates the B lymphocytes, the white blood cells, engages, helps the white blood cells, these powerhouses of your immune system, to engage and target the enemy, the bad guy. But it also, because it brings up to 10 times its atomic weight in oxygen, and with it, oxygen and cancer aren't really friendly with one another. As well as the very electrical charge that an ion is, if you will, with a silver ion that brings into the area of cancerous cells. The good news is that the cancer cells, although they used to be your cells, are now rogue and they don't die. They have no defense against oxidative stress or damage, whether it be from oxygen or whether it be from the actual electrical charge that is the silver ion. And I've reported on these studies that show that the silver can, in fact, kill cancer cells as efficiently as something like platinum-based chemotherapy, like cisplatin. But cisplatin is indiscriminate and destructive of all surrounding healthy tissue, whereas the silver is not harmful at all to your healthy surrounding mammalian tissue or cells, but devastating to the cancer cells. So it's a great question, Darren. It's a worthwhile question to answer and respond to. Now, when I do the nebulizer and when I, you know, have it utilized by others, I just put a 5 mL dose, 5 mL. And you can see at RS Bell Media Channel on YouTube, there's actually a demonstration. I show you how to do it, put it in there, you know, tighten it up. And there are a bunch of different nebulizers on the market. I happen to use an Omron. I'm not saying it's the only one out there. They micronize this through ultrasonic technology, and you breathe it safely, vaporize it safely into the lungs. And 5 mil is a typical dose for a session. I can't be specific about your mom with stage 4 lung cancer. That's not what I'm doing. I'm giving you a general guideline. Repeating the dose as often as you feel it's needed, in conjunction with what? What is Chris Barr, not a doc, said? Selenium, 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 selenium. And, of course, chromium and silica. Silica connective tissue. The GTF chromium we mentioned earlier that normally occurs with sugars in the natural world is also facilitating what? The safe delivery of sugars to healthy cells, keeping it locked away from the cancer cells that would grab it fast and would be the first to grab all those sugars. So you don't want to feed a lot of sugar to a cancer patient, obviously, but we don't want to deny them food because ultimately that form of sugar that's naturally occurring is used for cellular food too and for brain health, etc. But the chromium will help to keep it in the place that it needs to be. So that's an important part of this. And I'm not saying that's the only thing. There are other things I've talked about for lung health, including lobelia. So there are homeopathic remedies that address these things. But I'm probably doing Superdon way more complex than Darren asked, because he just asked, how much should I put in? 5 mil, okay?
You can't help it. You just can't help yourself.
Can't help myself. So let's go on to the second question of the day. This is from Wendy. Wendy says, I heard your question about distilled water. Well, it wasn't my question, it was my answer, but okay. Technicality, we'll give it to you. It's a Sunday. It's the first hour or second hour of the broadcast week here, so I'm not going to be a nitpicker, right? Because Wendy, especially if you're a millennial, and I don't know, she could be a millennial because one of the words are misspelled. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't happen to Gen Xers. I'm just saying that it's just very typical of those that were born after a certain time. They didn't learn
Gen Xers have a tendency to zero in on that stuff for some reason.
We do. I mean, we must be anal retentive about spelling. Like, the last generation that cares about spelling is us. And, you know, we'll get to that. But, Wendy, I appreciate your call. I'm not ragging on you too badly, I hope. The question was about distilled water. I said, no, it is not ideal water to live on, right? I mean, if you got nothing else, you know, I would add maybe some Celtic sea salt or some mineral salt, something into the water that could kind of fill the vacuum that has been created. And I said the use of distilled water is medicinal, short burst, specific reasons, as opposed to sustenance, because nowhere on earth is distilled water naturally occurring. Even if you could argue that rainwater is distilled water, as it's falling through the atmosphere, it picks up electrical charges and other things that are there in the air as well, minerals. If you get from a well, minerals are going to be part of that equation. And she says, I live on a well system. I'm not sure what is in the water, so I filter it through my Berkey and then distill it in an electrical distiller. Well, I don't know why you're distilling it. Is there something that the Berkey filter is not pulling out? I mean, if that's the case, I would rather have you have an echo system. You could get a whole house echo filter. Well, the filtration system is not the electrical system that splits the hydrogen off. But at the point of use at the sink, you could have a simple unit that you could put on top of your a sink or cabinets there, or you can go underneath, however you want to do it. Go to robertswater.com and download the free ebook and learn about it. But that would be better than distillation, because you're not going to remove the minerals, and yet you're going to split off and get the hydrogen, the H2, available for you, which will basically supercharge all the good things that you're doing, Wendy. So should you worry about mineral deficiencies? I don't think that, if you're actively taking minerals in on a regular basis and eating whole food that is coming from good soils, right, that distilled water is enough to rob you of those minerals, but it's still not the ideal form of water, in my humble opinion, to be drinking on a daily basis. So if you simply sprinkle some mineral salt, some Celtic salt, some crystal salt, a little bit in there, you're gonna change it in a powerful way if that's what you're going to insist on doing, distillation. All right? So hopefully that's a little bit helpful to you. But look into the Echo Water system, please. It's a really nice system to have in your home, and it turns your water, supercharges it into a form of water that's more like medicine, because of the hydrogen that would normally be produced in the gut microbiome when you're eating raw organic vegetation and you have a healthy gut ecology. And so this is helping to get you back on that right track, because without the H2, that number one on the periodic table of elements, there's a lot that can go awry. Read about it. It's in the ebook. 400 plus, 600 plus studies. It's amazing what's happening now. All right, folks, we've gotten through the bulk of the heavy lifting here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now we're going to summer camp. For those of you who have kids in summer camp, some of the craziest letters you've ever heard coming from summer camp. Lighten our load. Hopefully not too much sugar, sugar, honey, honey. If so, you know what I'm going to tell you to send to camp? Yeah, a little bit of GTF chromium. Right? Yeah, no. You train your kids to take it. They'll take it. My kids do. Yeah, we'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada. Camp is very entertaining. And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
I went hiking. Oh, good Lord. Remember that song all those years ago? Did you ever go to summer camp, Super Don?
I did.
You did? Okay, I did. I went to Camp Pioneer. I think it was a YMCA camp years ago in North Georgia Mountains. Which was a lot of great memories there, a lot of fun. And we actually wrote letters back home. Do you remember those days when we actually wrote letters, put in an envelope, licked the envelope,
put a stamp
on it?
That was something I didn't do.
You didn't write letters?
We didn't do the write letters thing, no.
No, they always make you write letters to tell everybody, how's it going, are you having fun, mom, help, right, that kind of thing. And apparently it still goes on. I don't know how old or how new these letters are, but certainly the story just came out the other day. Headline reads, 16 of the most hilarious letters kids sent their parents from summer camp. I don't know where to begin on this. They are all precious. Some are a little scary. But you want to pick one out to start this thing? Because they're just some chuckle to snorting at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's 16 to choose from here, and you'll have to go to – you want to see them all. They're all great. There were a few that stood out for me. Right here, almost at the beginning, is one that it's written by a kid named Josh.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to give him points for being honest.
Okay.
On this. It says, Dear Mom, I was forced to write this to eat. Love, Josh.
So apparently he was not real thrilled about having to write a letter. Why can't they just send email, right? Can I just text Mom?
Right.
No phones
text.
Here.
That's right.
Right? So, there's some long ones, too. All of it. Did you know that you can light your farts on fire? I'll show you on Saturday. That was a letter when mom's coming to visit. Guess what I'm going to show? Oh, really?
Well, and you got to think, if you're the parent, you're sending your kid to camp, right? You're thinking, oh, well, they're going to learn how to do arts and crafts and about birds and, you know, and stuff like that. And instead, you get this letter, and it's like, hey, Mom, did you know that you can light farts on fire? I'll show you on Saturday. Well, and P.S., tell my brothers to have lots of farts for Saturday.
Too, yeah. It's like, bring your farts, kids, because we're going to light them all up.
I did not pay for my kid to go to camp to learn how to light farts on fire.
Right. Now, one parent's a little upset because they didn't get the letter they were hoping for. Instead, little Jackson wrote a letter to Willow the cat. Meow, 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 meow. All right. Well, he wrote a letter. You should be happy about that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Somebody wrote a letter to the fish. Let's see. Oh, one is really bad. It's like you opened it up and it's not even a paper in there. They wrote on the inside of the envelope, help! I mean it.
That would be a little startling.
Please, save me. Let's see. What do we got here? You got any others that jump out at you? They're pretty funny.
Yeah, they've got, actually, they break it up into two pages. Here's kind of a positive letter. This is a letter from, doesn't say whether it's a son or daughter. It says, my eczema is getting better. I love you.
That's good, but of course, you could bust the entire camp counseling staff for practicing medicine without a license. How dare you get my little kid's eczema better, right? But, of course, the great outdoors, right? Getting a little sunshine and activity can make eczema go away.
Yes. Listen, I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but when you go to, a kid goes to summer camp.
Yeah.
There tends to be two different things that go on here. Either A, they have a really good time and they're having a great time, or they think it sucks, right?
Yes.
And I mean, this is what I in my experience, that's kind of what it did. And sometimes it would kind of even out over time, you know,
sure.
They sucked at first and then they ended up having time. Well, here's a letter from one that apparently was experiencing the latter situation. It says, it's a P.S., so there must have been something before. It says, P.S., I am only smiling in the pictures, so you think I'm having tons of fun, but I'm not.
God, sad story at the end there. Mom, come get me. Here's one of the modern era from probably a post-millennial. Mom and Dad, I cannot survive without Instagram. Please help. You know, I would say send in some CBD. Send in some CBD. Get some CB Sciences plus CBDOil.com. Of course, hopefully the camp counselors won't bust them for doing hemp without a license. But I'm just thinking if they're a little bit anxious, that could help. Folks, we're about out of time here. I just want to say real quick, don't panic about the vaccine shedding. It's vaccine shedding season. If you're doing right by your kids, you're feeding them good, clean food, you're detoxifying their livers, you're giving them the selenium, you've got the Sovereign Silver, you've got the Beta 1-3-D glucan from Better Way Health, all the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, they will not only survive, they will thrive despite the shedding that's going on around them. So I'm not saying it's automatic death. That's not what's happening, folks. If you do the things we talk about here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and tell your kids, like I'm telling you, the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.